All right, so I'll give you an update on what we know now in what is an ongoing investigation that's unfolding very quickly this morning. So about 9:30, officers from the 4th District identified a vehicle that they believed was taken in a carjacking at the end of September. That vehicle was described as a white vehicle. The officers followed and pursued that vehicle until they lost it in the area of Kings Highway and Lillian. The officers lost that vehicle and they were searching the area to see if they could relocate that vehicle. They came to this intersection, which is Lillian and Davidson. They saw an individual that they wanted to stop to talk to. The windows in that car that taken in the carjacking were heavily tinted. The officers could not see inside of the vehicle, could not see if there was more than one occupant. So the officers engaged an individual. As the officers got out of their car, a 14-year-old took off on foot running from the officers. The officers gave pursuit. As they approached the individual, the 14-year-old displayed a pistol. We believe it is a black 22. We have not picked up the gun and processed it yet. The officers say that the suspect fired one shot at them. Two officers returned fire at that individual. The individual dropped the gun behind a residence here and continued running through an alley, a vacant lot, and was ultimately taken into custody a block away. The suspect is a 14-year-old African-American male who's at an area hospital. He's listed in critical condition, but is expected to survive. The officers that were involved in the incident have between 7 and 8 years on the department. Both are white. The car that they were driving did not have a video camera system in it, nor were they wearing body cameras. So here's what we have. The officers were looking for a vehicle taken in a carjacking. They got out of their vehicle to conduct a pedestrian stop. A 14-year-old ran from them, displayed a gun, fired one shot at them. The officers returned fire. That individual was taken into custody. We've recovered the gun right now, and that's where we are in the investigation.
So it's not true that he was just running and they just shot at him?
So I've seen the gun. The officers say that there was one shot, at least one shot, that was fired at them. Again, a 14-year-old with a gun, I think, really goes to the conversation about the epidemic of violence that we have in our community, that a 14-year-old has access to a gun or feels the need to have a gun. And certainly when police officers approach, running or pointing that gun at officers it does nobody in the community any good.
So was the 14-year-old walking down the street when the officers came up, or was he in this vehicle?
So right now, the officers were in the area because of that vehicle. I don't have any information that connects that young man to that vehicle. But again, the officers lost that vehicle. They were looking in the area. They wanted to stop and talk to him. He ran from the officers.
We heard something about a robbery at a nearby house and that a young boy was connected to that. Does that have anything to do with it?
I am unaware of anything that would put that together with this right now.
Was the 14-year-old alone?
So what we were told is that he left his house earlier this morning with a friend. Right now, all we have, all that was injured was the young man. All the officers say they saw the young man. So where that second person is, I do not know. Certainly we'll want to question them.
And you have recovered his alleged weapon?
That is correct. We have recovered a gun at the scene here.
And what kind of gun was it?
So we haven't processed it yet. It could be a small caliber, but it looks like a 9mm or 45, in that design, but it's probably a 22. But we have not processed that gun yet.
And where was he hit?
So that is at the hospital, and I'm not a doctor, and so I'll let the hospital talk about his injuries. I know he's critical, stable, expected to survive.
Do you know how many times the officers fired or how many times he was hit?
That is part of our investigation to determine how many times the officers fired and how many times, but again, the doctors will be able to tell you that better than I could.
The crowds that we're starting to see, does that bother you any?
So I think people have a right to ask questions. I think people have a right. I stopped once to talk to the group. I will spend some time talking to them again. They want answers, just like you do. We're very early in the investigation. What I've told you is what I know so far. There'll be certainly more information, and hopefully I'll be able to paint a clearer picture by the end of the day or tomorrow. But right now, that's what we know. And again, as we do interviews, new information could come up and could take us in a different direction. But right now, that's what I know.
Just talk about the growing concern across the country with police-involved shootings. Officers put their lives on the line every day.
So there is no question that I have a lot of respect for anybody that puts on the badge and puts on the uniform to go out and do the job. What we saw today here in St. Louis is a young man who is 14 years old who feels the need to have a weapon. I think we have a very gun-centric culture right now. We have candidates running for governor that their commercials show them shooting stuff and blowing stuff up. That's not the message that we need to send. We need to send a message of to be responsible, to focus on the things that are important, and that arming yourself and taking a gun in your hands does not solve the problem.
Where was the gun found, and how certain are you that it's a gun that he would have had?
So the officers say they saw him armed with a gun. The gun is found directly behind the area where the officers first fired their shots. So there's, again, I wasn't here. I don't have a crystal ball. But the evidence leads us to believe that that was the gun by the officer statements. He was armed. He fired. That's where we are.
Has the 14-year-old's parents been informed? Have you spoken to the parents?
The parents were here. The mother was here. She's at the hospital right now, is my understanding.
So, Chief, the crowd was kind of volatile, getting a little bit more angry. How do you deal with it differently now than you would have 3 years ago?
So I think the first thing is to always ask for calm. And again, as these things unfold, we will share as much information. We have a process that I think is among the strongest processes in the country with our Force Investigative Unit. If you saw, you've got the Circuit Attorney's Office also here on site with us. So we've got an independent unit that conducts an investigation. We've got the prosecutor actually on site looking at the evidence as we're seeing it too. So the first thing is nobody knows the truth until the investigation is complete and all of the pieces are put together. I think it's important that the community realizes that, and as we put the information together, more and more comes together, we will share that. Ultimately, it comes out in a final report from the Circuit Attorney's Office, which talks about all the facts. If there is information, if there's forensic evidence, if there were videos, if we do find a video from a nearby house, certainly we'll release that information. Because I think in the world that we live in now, people are skeptical. There's no question about it. I have to do everything, and I hope my officers do everything they can to make sure that the community has confidence in their police department.
So were the officers out of the vehicle when the shot was fired at them?
They were, yes.
They weren't hit, right?
That is correct. There were no officers that were injured.
Their vehicle or anything else hit?
That is correct. There is no ballistic damage to the police vehicle that we're aware of.
How many shots from the 14-year-old?
Right now, I'm aware of one.
One shot? And did he run after dropping the gun?
Yes, the gun was recovered in an vacant lot house behind on this street, and he was taken into custody about a block away.
So was he shot in one spot and then fled after he was shot, and then so shot, dropped the gun, fled?
That's what we're trying to put all together. That's what we're trying to put all together right now.
Given the state of the society here over the past few years and the rising vitriol that we see from communities in their distrust for law enforcement, are you concerned about kind of the situation moving forward, given their anger this morning without the facts and their seemingly inability to accept your call for calm?
Well, I think the issue is that this is what we know right now. And none of us were there except the young man and the two officers. And as we work together to piece this together, I will share as much information as I had. As I said, there is no in-car video, there are no body cameras, we have no video that I'm aware of right now. Certainly if that comes to light, we will share that. But this is a process that takes time. And again, I think we have one of the strongest processes in the country where we have our Force Investigative Unit look at it along with the Circuit Attorney's Office look at it.
And how long until those issues are rectified here in St. Louis with the lack of in-car cameras or even body cameras?
So as you know, we did a pilot program with body cameras. We created a report. I've shared that after action with the St. Louis Police Officers Association, with the Ethical Society of Police, with the leadership group, hopefully moving towards it. As you know, Senator Jamila Nasheed moved forward some legislation that potentially would find funding for body cameras. I think in this day and age, if Sam Dotson were a young police officer, I would certainly want to wear a body camera every day.
So the car was not equipped with a...
That is correct, but I do not believe that the car would have captured the shooting. The officers were out of the car when that occurred.
Were there other witnesses? You said that the officers and the suspect are the only ones who really know what happened. Have you run into witnesses who saw this?
So we're canvassing the neighborhood right now. We've had people that said that they've heard things. We're trying to determine if, in addition to hearing things, they were able to see things. So certainly if somebody has information, come forward, contact us. That's what we're trying to do, is create a complete and total picture.
I understand the boy's a juvenile, but will you release his identity?
So no, the juvenile's information will be protected.
I know there are two bullet holes at the end of this road on the stop sign and the one-way sign. Are those related to the incident overnight?
Right now, I'm not aware that they are. I've seen them, and I've asked my people to look at them to determine if they were somehow connected to this incident or not. But I do not, at this point, know if that is the case.
One last question for you. Can you kind of give me a geographical layout of where they stopped, where the boy ran from, and which direction?
So what you see, their police car is the car that's marked in the street, parked in the middle of the street here. As you can see where the crime scene tape is, that is the location where the shooting occurred, and the gun was recovered behind that house.
So the boy was running this way?
Correct.
And then turned, went down the alley?
I would describe it as a vacant lot next to a house, and so there's not a gangway there, an alley. Turned, went through that vacant lot towards the alley at that location.
I do see a camera on this school right here. Do you think it might have picked up some...
We're in the process of determining it. And again, I wish I had the answers instantaneously because that would make us all feel a lot better, but I don't. It takes time to get to the owner of the camera. It takes time to download the video. It takes time to talk to people. It takes time to do all of that. So we're here. We're going to do the most thorough of jobs. As I said, the circuit attorney's office is here. They're going to do the most thorough of jobs, and then we'll be able to talk more about it.
Did you say, do you know if the boy lives in this neighborhood?
So I did not. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.